This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on WBBM, Chicago police are investigating an incident in River North. A woman was pistol whipped this morning, a gun discharged inside the home. WBBM's Mike Krauser joins us live now with the story.
Cisco, this happened just after 5 a.m. on the 500 block of North State Street. There was a dispute over money between a man and the woman, according to police. They say the known male offender forced his way into the residence. There was a verbal altercation with the 21-year-old woman. Police say the man pulled a gun and hit the woman in the head with it. The gun then discharged into the ceiling. Nobody was injured. The man took off. The woman was treated at Northwestern for a head injury. Live, Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Police and federal agents have caught a Chicago man wanted for a murder and arson last year, and he's due in court for a detention hearing today.
Raquel Adams was shot in the back of the head and her house set on fire in May of last year, according to Chicago police. They and U.S. Marshals arrested Joshua Mims of North Lawndale yesterday. The 37-year-old Mims faces felony charges of first-degree murder and aggravated arson. Relatives describe 32-year-old Adams as everyone's best friend. The mother of five had earned her GED and planned to open a beauty salon before she was killed. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
2 days after Mayor Johnson acknowledged his proposed $300 million property tax hike isn't going anywhere, the city council meets today to talk about it.
There is a special city council meeting scheduled for 2 this afternoon to vote on the mayor's 2025 tax levy. It includes the mayor's original property tax increase, and it will almost certainly be voted down. It's what comes next that will matter most. Mayor Johnson says he is listening to all ideas for new revenue to whittle down that property tax hike. Some aldermen and women say he wasn't really listening to them before and dismissing their ideas. Well, over the next several days, you may be hearing things like higher taxes, fines, and fees on things you already pay for. And those big budget departments like police and fire that already had hearings, they'll be back. At City Hall, Craig Dell.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Baltimore News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The Chicago Board of Education has scheduled a special meeting today in an effort to stop the closing of some charter schools. A resolution demands that Acero Schools appear before the board at a future date to discuss alternatives to closing 7 campuses in June. The resolution also says the renewal of the contract for Acero's other 8 schools could be in jeopardy if it goes forward with the closings.
More than 1,000 nurses will continue their strike today on the West Side. University of Illinois health nurses are holding BYOB, Bring Your Own Baby, rally. Nurses are bringing their little ones with them to the picket lines to call attention to what they call subpar parental leave. The rallies near the UIC campus at Roosevelt and Halstead.
Chicago police are issuing an alert after a string of armed robberies on the south side.
Police say five times on November 10th, several offenders armed with guns and rifles exited a stolen Maserati, took a victim's property, and then fled in the Maserati. Police say the robberies happened between midnight and 4 a.m. in the Hyde Park, Gage Park, and Chicago Lawn neighborhoods. Police say the same type of armed robberies also took place twice early in the morning on October 19th. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago is the latest city to hold a celebrity look-alike competition, this time centered around the star of a popular show about a Chicago chef.
You might know Jeremy Allen White from his role as Carmen Carmi Borsato in the hit FX series set in Chicago, The Bear.
We're firing 76 beefs!
Or from comedy drama TV series Shameless, set on the South Side. Now organizers are bringing the star back to Chicago, sort of, with a Jeremy Allen White look-alike contest in Humboldt Park Saturday. Chicago is the fifth city to hold a competition like this, following the inaugural Timothy Chalamet look-alike contest in New York City a few weeks ago. A poster for the Chicago event says there's a $50 cash prize for the winner and, quote, some cigarettes. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The man accused in the Highland Park 4th of July parade shooting in 2022 is scheduled to be in court for a hearing this afternoon. Robert Cremo III is charged with killing seven people and wounding dozens of others when he opened fire on the parade. Today's hearing was scheduled after Cremo refused to leave his Lake County jail cell to attend a previous session in September. Cremo's trial date has tentatively been set to begin in February.
The shooting death of Chicago police officer last week is prompting new concerns over Illinois' Safety Act. The suspect in that shooting was free on electronic monitoring at the time in a Will County drug case.
Crime is not up, despite the fact that jail populations are down. All indications are that the Pretrial Fairness Act is working well.
Says Benjamin Riddell, Director of Criminal Justice Policy at the ACLU of Illinois. But Will County State's Attorney James Glasgow disagrees. It's calling on lawmakers to close a loophole that would allow prosecutors to seek pretrial release for those charged with any felony offense.
We see people like State's Attorney Glasgow seeking to capitalize on these tragedies by pushing what really amount to lazy, unserious approaches to really serious, difficult problems.
Riddell says the proposal, which he calls a weaponization of Officer Martinez's death, would only increase jail populations and perhaps crime.
We have to quit relying on this lazy shortcut. That idea that if we just make whatever, you know, somebody was accused of eligible for detention and allow them to be detained in a jail, crimes like this are going to cease to exist.
Andy Dane, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Now sports. Here's Josh List.
A 22-point Bulls lead long gone in New York. Kobe White catches a break, though. Fouled on a three-point shot. All right, Josh Hart of the Knicks. He sinks three clutch free throws for the lead at Raucous Madison Square Garden. The Bulls are up one. All they need to do is keep the Knicks and all-star Jalen Brunson off the board with 3 seconds to play.
Brunson curls on Williams. Turnaround jumper. Remy. No good! Bulls win! That was so close. That ball spun around the iron and dipped out.
124-123. Chuck Swirsky, 670. The score. Someone might have to restart Kobe White's heart.
I'm doing good. Still in shock. That last shot, my heart dropped. It rolled around the rim for it. It felt like forever.
22 for White, including the difference-making free throws. Zach LaVine puts up 31. The Bulls spend tomorrow night at 13-0 Cleveland. New offensive coordinator Thomas Brown is tutoring rookie quarterback Caleb Williams now. The Bears prepping for the Packers. About 5.5-point underdogs in Sunday's noon showdown at Soldier Field. Washington quarterback Jaden Daniels will play his first career game against Jalen Hurts and the NFC East rival Eagles on Thursday Night Football. Northern Illinois is 6-4, winning over Akron 29-16. Illinois hoops 3-0, holding off Oakland's Golden Grizzlies by a dozen. 40-year-old Lindsey Vonn is ditching retirement to rejoin the U.S. ski team. Hasn't raced in almost 6 years, had a knee partially replaced last February. Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The life story of a Grammy-winning icon is now on stage at Chicago's Cadillac Palace.
Yeah! Daytime turns me off and I don't mean maybe.
actor, singer, and American Idol winner Nick Frediani says, believe it or not, his first concert ever was Neil Diamond at the age of 4, playing the younger version of the rock icon on Broadway, and now on tour, he says, is a bit surreal.
My dad is a diehard Neil fan, so I have all these memories as a child of his music. My mom had kept like a memory book, and I have this whole, and she sent it to me, a picture of it, and it said, Nick, it was when I was 3 years old, Nicholas's favorite singer is Neil Diamond and Dad.
Robert Westerberg plays the singer in his later life. He calls Neil Diamond an underrated genius whose songs really connect to people emotionally.
There's a reason why he was the top-selling tour in the world. He's the reason why top-selling pop artist in the world for so many years. The music resonates so deeply with so many people on so many levels, and he's not just a pop artist. It's just brilliant.
A Beautiful Noise will be at the Cadillac Palace Theater through November 24th. Lisa Fielding, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Commuters may have fewer options as Metra braces for a fiscal cliff. Its leaders have been warning about it. WBBM's Nancy Hardy reports on a meeting held last night.
Metra Executive Director Jim Derwinski told board members what's ahead after federal pandemic funds run out in 2026, building to a budget gap of $332 million the following year.
The number that we are throwing around mathematically is a 40% reduction of service to meet the budget hole in 27.
He and other Metra administrators expect to get a sense of whether the state will give them any aid in the next few months when Governor Pritzker releases his budget proposal. If there's nothing, Metra could cut its budget and hike fares. The board approved a roughly $1.1 billion budget for next year that is balanced and is about 4% higher. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A violent home invasion in the downtown area early this morning has left a woman injured. The 21-year-old victim was in a residence on the 500 block of North State Street just after 5 when a man she knew forced his way in. They argued and he struck her in the head with a gun. The weapon discharged, but the bullet went into the ceiling and neither of them was hit. The woman is in fair condition. Police are searching for her attacker.
Chicago police issuing an alert after a series of robberies at ATMs.
There were at least 6 incidents in recent weeks, 3 this week, each on the north and northwest sides in the Albany Park and Rogers Park police districts. In each, police say the victims are using ATMs. A man approaches and indicates he's a security guard or he's there to repair the machine. Victims are either sent away or forcibly moved before he withdraws cash from their accounts. It's unclear if he's armed. The alert says in some incidents the victims believed he was. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The satirical news publication that Onion placed the winning bid for Alex Jones's InfoWars in a bankruptcy auction. The purchase was reportedly backed by families of Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting victims. Jones owes them more than $1 billion in defamation judgments for calling the massacre a hoax. The sale price has not yet been disclosed.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.